Okay, Wednesday night, Chovos Halvodos, Perek Shishi, Shar Bechina. We're finishing up Shar Bechina, Bezos Hashem, page Ayin Tes. Page Ayin Tes, the second paragraph that starts on Ayin Tes, the word Umechlal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. Umechlal Masheroi Lecha Ochi Ladas, something that's very important for you to be aware of, to know, when you read over this shar, and I woke you up, and I made you realize various things about various things, whether it's a list of the different disciplines, we went through the human body to a great degree, we went through just different kochos in a person, the koach of memory, the koach to forget, all the things that he talked about, ba'arichus, really, arichus for the sefer, in the fifth perek. But please realize, he says, she'u ma'at meharbe, this is only a drop. I just gave you a taste of what there is out there, the chokhmah that's out there. And I just touched upon the subjects, and it's very little, mimasha tagia elov, from what you will reach b'tfunoscha, with your own seichel, when you delve into it, misodos akochma, kasher tachkor aleihem, when you delve into it, when you clear about it, when you learn about it, b'zoch rayonecha, with purity of heart, of brains, v'nikyon libcha, you don't have any agendas, you just delve into this. So you're gonna, it's much more, like, this is nothing, we just scratched the surface, he's saying. Don't think we did any, it's nothing what we did, I just mentioned a few things, and now when you learn that, you'll take a delve into it, and you'll take a see how much is involved. Then he says, next shlav, and when you delve into it, that's what I talked about, is very little. I just mentioned a few things, comparatively speaking. When you delve into it, you're going to learn much more. When you've exhaustively finished the subject, you think, when you've developed your knowledge of Bechina, of the world, Ozroi L'chol Adas, please realize then, Ki kol ma she'amadeta olam echachmos habori yisale v'yicholto b'olam hazeh. Whatever you've figured out, whatever you've studied, whatever you've whatever knowledge you've developed, it's a tipa shebiyam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yicholos and chachma. It's so vast. It's mind-boggling. That's all. The little I've mentioned here, it's almost, maybe it's even doma. The little I've mentioned here, be connected. What you should be able to develop and understand and realize on your own when you study it, but when you finish studying it, so then you say, okay, now I know. But what you know now, quote unquote, is only a tipa shebiyam of the vastness of Hashem's chachma, and how much you don't know, and how much more complex it is, how much more chachmatic it is. Kilon is gala. He says, even if you would know all the knowledge in the world that there is to know, but Hashem only revealed Mashahevi Allah Vatsorech Biglal Ha'odim Bilavad. Hashem revealed to us, this is like if you would spend your whole life doing nothing but Bechina, so you would, oh, now I know everything, but you only know everything what's no Geya person. You don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Malachim, and let's say, for example, the Srafim and the Ofanim and the Chayos HaKodesh and the Maisa Merkoba and the Maisa Bracious, the vastness of Hashem's vastness and complexity is immeasurably more than what you now know when you finally figured studying, when you finished studying it. Velokfi Efshar Zichalto, Hashem's abilities and Hashem's koach, and Hashem's chachma, and Hashem's complexity, and Hashem's hatava is not limited by what you were able to study. L'fishen lo tachlis, it's ain't sof. V'lachen roi. So when you realize that, when you take this sefer and times it by a million, and and then you realize that when you develop that much knowledge, it's times a million and times a billion and it's Ein Sof. Gotta be what there really is. So then you start appreciating. You should develop an awareness of a feeling of smallness and a feeling of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Behetem lekach, right? You'll be able to figure out what it should be. Lo kavi masha avinosu mimenu belavad. It's not what you figured out, but it's so much more vast than that. Then he gives a beautiful marshal. He says, here's what you should compare yourself to. Now, aham shel asasmcha ba'olam ketinek shel nolad bekele shel melech. A child is born in a dungeon, in a prison cell of a great melech. So that's all he ever knows. He's born in that cell. This anyin bo, and the tzivulo hamelech kol tzracha, and this great melech who has this under whose jurisdiction this cell is, he takes an interest in this child, and he gives the child everything that it needs. And this child gets everything that it needs, whether it's food or clothing or education, books to read, everything that it needs. The child doesn't know anything, just knows what it's in a cell. It doesn't know there's an outside world. It doesn't know anything. He's in this cell. Prat lekelu mashiyeshbo. That's his world. But nevertheless, a shliach of the melech came every day, maybe three times a day, four times a day, to give him everything he needs. Maybe you need kegoyner for oichel umashke umalbush. Maybe you need this. Maybe you need that. For hodio shuhever hamelech, and he tells him, you should know, this is not magic here. You're an eved of this melech. V'shehakele, where you live, v'chol ma sheyesh bo, v'chol ma shehu mevi elav min ha'ochel, it's all provided by the melech. You know, this is not automatic, and this is not just happens to be here. There's a melech that takes an interest in you, and he's sending you every single thing you could possibly need. He says, you know, you have to be makir tov. Your every desire is taken care of by this melech, right? Who doesn't owe you anything? You're here. Nevertheless, he's taking an interest in you, and he's sending you everything that you need. Like, that's unbelievable. Yeah, you have to be molded to the melech. Baruch him. He gets up. He says, blessed is the melech who owns this room. Asher somani lo le'eved. Wow, he made me his eved, and he gives me everything that I need. Bi'yichadani b'chol tovosov, unasonani b'rosh da'agosov yisko. I can't believe it. Like, he takes an interest in me. That's unbelievable. And he sends me everything I need, and he thinks about me. Omolo shliach. So the shliach says, you know, you're not talking nicely. You think this keller, this 6x8 cell, that's the domain of the melech? You know, there's a whole, then he starts telling him there's a whole world out there. This is the dungeon of a palace. You're in the basement and in the dungeon of a palace. And there's a whole palace. And then he starts describing the whole world. And there's millions of people out there. And the melech is melech over a large land. Like, you can't imagine how much bigger the melech's jurisdiction extends, more than your keller. You were born here, so all you know is this 6x8 cell. But the melech is a melech over vastly more properties. It's like a joke. This is nothing, this keller. We can't even do the math how much bigger his malucha is than this little prison that you're in. You think you're the only... Wow, he's taking an interest in you, and you're so spoiled, and you're so thankful, and you should be, but you should know you're not the only one. There's like millions of people out there, like you, and he's taking care of every one of them. You can't even imagine how many people are out there. This is just you. Now times you by a million, by 2 million, by 10 million, 100 million. So you think, wow, unbelievable, the Melech takes an interest in me and gives me everything that I need. But really, he's taking an interest in millions and millions of people, such as yourself. Like, you never realize that, because you're in this Keleh, and you're appreciative, and you're thankful, and everything that you want is being taken care of. And then he starts explaining to you that there's millions of more people, and the Melech's taking care of all of them. What you think you've experienced is beneficence, it's like nothing. You don't understand what's going on here. The Melech's taking care of immeasurably more people. The fact that he's taking an interest in you, it's like nothing. It barely counts. Do you know what else is going on out there that he's taking care of? You only know from this, but there's so much going on. Omar Anar, so the guy says, what do you want me to do? I hear what you're saying, and it's taka mind-boggling, but what do you want from me? Like, I don't know from these things. I only know what I experienced. I experienced being born and living in this room, and I'm the only one here, and all my needs are taken care of, and that's what I know. I don't know from anything else. Amalo Ashliach Emor, so repeat after me, and get this through your head. And Yishtabach HaMelech Hanalo Asher Ein Tachlis L'Malchuso, we go on to Daf Pei. Then Kates L'Tovoso V'Chazdo, when you start imagining what's really going on in comparison to just you, so maybe you don't know it, you're having trouble like realizing it or thinking about it because it's not in your realm of experience. But use your imagination. Like, Taka, think about times yourself by millions and millions, times taking care of you by millions and millions, and say, Yishtabach HaMelech HaNa'ala Asher Ein Tachlis L'Malchuso V'Ein Keitz L'Tovoso V'Chazdo V'Ein Li Erech. It k'mat doesn't count. B'Yachas L'Otzam Tzivosov V'Lo Ma'amod L'Nyoni B'Yachas L'Roma Musu Yechoto Yishtabach, what he is capable of. Then he starts to like, oh my goodness, like, wow. And he started trembling, and he didn't know what to do with himself. And then he started really, until now he thought, wow, the Melech's taking care of everything I need. I am so makir tov. And then when it starts to dawn on him how much is going on, and like the whole world out there with so many needs and so many people, and then he says, wow, and the Melech is like sending me food 3 times a day and asking what I need, and then you have a much deeper appreciation. It's not just a question that he's providing your needs, he's like thinking of a speck of dust of a one person amongst the vastness of, so in our case, among the vastness of the universe. He's thinking of each person and giving each person what that person needs, and then meanwhile he's running the whole world, not the world, right? The universe. You ever see a picture of what the earth is in relation to the universe? It's like nothing. And what's one person on the globe? Nothing, Sheba, nothing. And so the Ebishter, then the Hakaras HaTov explodes. Like your mind wants to explode with Hakaras HaTov, and you can't even believe that the Ebishter is like thinking about you. V'shiflus maimed hanai b'chol malchusu v'yu matnosav rabban beinav. Then he starts to develop real Hakaras HaTov from regarding all the things that's being given him. Okay, we'll stop here. So we'll finish tomorrow night, Belina, the Mitzvah Shem.